Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show. Thanks for being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So indictment week ended up as a not only a flop, but the entire case that Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney, was bringing supposedly against Donald Trump with all the rumors and rampant speculation. You know, this started 10, 11 days ago in the New York Times. Maggie Haberman was all over fake news CNN. You know, even Howard Stern was out there kind of excoriating MSNBC, like they're so overly exuberant at the possibility Donald Trump might get arrested. Two big things happened this week. One, on Monday, Robert Costello went before this grand jury, called Michael Cohen a serial liar, talked about how Michael Cohen said repeatedly he had nothing on Donald Trump at all. And then Robert Costello slams Michael Cohen's motives for the grand jury. Listen now.
What do you have on Donald Trump? And that's when he started with the same litany that he used for the rest of the 2 hours. I swear to God, Bob, I don't have anything on Donald Trump. But the point is, when somebody is really thinking of committing suicide and you're offering them a legal way out of this, if he had any information about Donald Trump, that would have been the one time, even for a serial liar like Michael Cohen, to fess up and say, well, wow, I know this or that because I want to save my own hide. But he didn't do that. Michael Cohen, who, as I said before, was pacing back and forth, would suddenly stop in the middle of whatever he was talking about and turn and point his finger at us and say, I want you guys to understand, I will do whatever the F I have to do. I will never spend a day in jail. He said that at least 10 to 20 times during that 2 hour period. It was, wow, it was a bizarre mantra, but it made it clear to us that Michael Cohen was saying, I will lie, cheat, steal, shoot someone. I will never spend a day in jail.
All right. So what he's saying is, here's Michael Cohen saying he has nothing on Donald Trump. And then Michael Cohen saying, I'm never going to jail. I'll do whatever it takes. And apparently, I'm assuming that was all said before the grand jury. He said that on my television show after he testified before the grand jury. Remember, Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, ran on a campaign to get one man, Donald Trump, one organization, the Trump Organization, one family, that would be the Trump family. You know, the media mob this week, they were almost borderline orgasmic as it related to the possibility that Donald Trump could be indicted. Listen.
A lot of people are wondering, whoever has this job, are they going to convict Donald Trump?
Look, that is the number one issue. I'm the candidate in the race who has the experience with Donald Trump. I was the chief deputy in the attorney general's office. We sued the Trump administration over 100 times. It'd be hard to argue with the fact that that'd be the most important, most high profile case. And I've seen him up front and seen the lawlessness that he can do.
And you believe it should happen?
I believe we have to hold them accountable.
Yes, from a historical perspective, an indictment against a former president is unprecedented. But given that we're talking about this particular former president, Donald J. Trump, can you honestly say to yourself that an indictment is a surprise?
No, what would be political is to not prosecute somebody who's committed a crime and who has been indicted just because he's a former president.
Yeah.
That's not what we do in this country.
So many people were excited.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
He's a liar.
Are you shocked?
No, it annoys me every time.
I know.
Anyway, joining us to go through what the week that was here, and then, of course, the letter from Michael Cohen's attorney dated February of 2018, which we've gone over extensively throughout the week. Greg Jarrett, Fox News analyst, author of the upcoming book, The Trial of the Century, is with us. Happy Friday, sir. How are you?
Hey, good to be with you, Sean. As always, I love the clip you just played of the mainstream media salivating over the possible imminent indictment of Donald Trump. I mean, they've been acting like giddy children in a candy shop. But, you know, let's not forget, these are the same knuckleheaded journalists who abandoned fairness and falsely accused Trump of colluding with Russia. And, of course, it turned out to be a hoax, as you and I were the, really among the first people to explain there's no credible evidence of this. So, you know, the media is now constitutionally untrustworthy.
All right, so Alan Bragg seemed to back off yesterday with his comments. Well, I didn't create the expectations of an arrest on Tuesday. That was Donald Trump. But the reality is 9 days before Donald Trump ever mentioned what was going on here, the New York Times did a piece. Clearly, I'm sure they had sources within the DA's office saying that it looks like Donald Trump's going to get indicted by Alvin Bragg. And then 4 days after that, they did another story. So 9 days before, 5 days before Donald Trump ever mentions it, it's all over the New York Times. Maggie Haberman's all over fake news CNN, you know, saying that this is going to happen. And they got it wrong. But there are two massive things that have happened this week. One is the Robert Costello issue, and the second is this letter from February 8th of 2018 from Michael Cohen's attorney, which to me, and I've read it too many times to read it again, is as exculpatory as you could ever want or get.
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, the letter to the Federal Election Commission, you know, Michael Cohen insists he's acting on his own. And that the payment, and I'm quoting here in question, does not constitute a campaign contribution. And he explains why. You know, any indictment of Trump would necessitate calling Cohen as the prosecution's main witness. Is Alvin Bragg that stupid to call Cohen as his star? Well, apparently so. He doesn't seem to realize any half-decent defense attorney would absolutely shred Cohen on cross-examination, you know, which frankly makes Bragg look like the incompetent fool that he is. It's the duty of a prosecutor to see that justice is done fairly and equitably, not to target an individual and contort the law to bring a feeble case against him. As I say, that's a breach of ethics. And frankly, Bragg, as well as the guy who created and invented this, Mark Pomerantz, they should face disbarment for this really unconscionable conduct.
Let me ask you a broader question. This is not the only legal issue that Donald Trump is facing. He's got the case in Fulton County, Georgia. He's got a special prosecutor with two tasks, apparently. One is the document case, the second being January 6th. We do have new information regarding January 6th, and that is even NBC reported that intelligence in the days and weeks leading up to that day was not adhered to. A massive, not an intelligence failure, a law enforcement failure. I interviewed the Capitol Police Chief, and he was begging before January 6th, based on the intelligence and on January 6th, for the guard to be called up, and he couldn't get help from anybody. Putting aside the Trump aspect of it.
Yeah, I mean, my problem, and this has always been the case with the January 6th committee in Congress, is It was one-sided. Obviously, Nancy Pelosi wouldn't.
They had a predetermined outcome, Greg. Let's be honest. And they did nothing to ensure this never happens again.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a reason why Nancy Pelosi stacked the committee, because she wanted to foreclose any investigation of her role in failing to have the appropriate, necessary security there. There were intelligence reports that the police and the Capitol Police had that said this thing could get out of hand. One wonders, did Nancy Pelosi want it to get out of hand? Is that the reason why her daughter was suddenly there filming her mother in this heroic role? Because all of this, you know, was somehow planned and conjured up. I think it's worth asking the question, but the committee wouldn't allow it.
Let's talk about, do you see any legal vulnerability, culpability with Donald Trump on the issue of Fulton County? If you listen to the whole phone call, I've read the whole transcript, and, you know, you're talking about somebody that mentioned repeatedly that he really believed he won by 400,000 votes. And the one line the media keeps picking out is you only need 11,000. But he's telling them he believes he won by hundreds of thousands of votes. Now, on that phone call were many lawyers. Nobody said anything at the time that they felt pressured or that they thought it was inappropriate. That only happened later. So do you see any potential liability for the president on that case?
No, I don't. That doesn't mean that, you know, that the district attorney down there in Fulton County won't convince a grand jury to indict. I mean, we've already heard from the foreperson of the special grand jury. Obviously, she's incredibly biased. Look, when you look at that phone call, under the law, you have to intend to encourage somebody else to commit a fraud. In the context, the full context of that conversation, that is not what was happening, which is why lawyers on the conversation were not remotely concerned about the words expressed by then President Donald Trump. So, you know,
but it doesn't mean you can indict a ham sandwich, Greg. We say it all the time. Almost the only one that apparently can is Alvin Bragg. But putting that aside, as you know, in a grand jury proceeding, and this was a special grand jury proceeding, and then we heard from the jury foreperson, apparently they voted to indict a number of people for perjury and for other things. We don't know if it was President Trump. My understanding is I think they have a grand jury convened right now. My understanding is the special prosecutor has a grand jury convened, doesn't he?
Yeah, I have heard the same reports, and you know, nobody should be fooled by the theatrics of a grand jury indictment. It's a charade. No enforceable rules of evidence in the proceedings. It's secret. It's lopsided. Double hearsay. Unauthenticated documents. All the kind of sketchy stuff that is never allowed at trial comes into the grand jury. So I would caution people, even if there is an indictment by a DA in Fulton County who has a clear agenda to elevate herself and harm Donald Trump, that doesn't mean that the kind of case she's fashioning can be successful in a court of law.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title That's the legal document that proves you own your home is in some criminal's name. Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. We continue now with Fox News legal analyst and our friend Greg Jarrett, also author of the upcoming book, Trial of the Century. All right, let's look now at the two issues that the special counsel is looking at, and that would be the document case in January 6th. Do you see any possible legal vulnerabilities for the president in those cases?
Insofar as January 6th, absolutely not. You know, incitement to violence requires somebody to encourage a mob to engage in imminent violence. He didn't do that. He did the opposite. He said, be peaceful. Go down to the Capitol. Make your voices be heard, but be peaceful. So there's no incitement to
it. I don't remember the January 6th committee ever playing that part. Do you think the new developments, NBC acknowledging that they had very specific intelligence that people planned January 6th and it wasn't acted on by law enforcement, will that come into play in a trial? Will it come into play if there were a trial, for example, the Capitol Police chief begging for the guard and not getting it? And will it come into play, you know, everything that the January 6th committee omitted? And I understand that Trump is a part of the story, but the things that they omitted, will that all be brought to the jury as well?
If it's simply incitement to riot or insurrection, I would envision a judge would say, sorry, that's irrelevant, that's immaterial. Now, from a practical standpoint, it is.
But you're talking about Washington, D.C., New York, and Fulton County, not exactly conservative-friendly territory.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, which is why on issues such as you've raised, I would envision an interlocutory appeal and a media appeal on the judge's decision. So, you know, as far as the special counsel, Jack Smith, is concerned, I think he's got an uphill battle with respect to January 6th. The classified document seizure at Mar-a-Lago, I don't see under the law of obstruction. Obstruction. Look what the president was doing. He was saying, come here.
Then why were they able to break attorney-client privilege through, you know, special means, which is the crime fraud exception?
Well, you know, one of the problems with lawyers is they're put in an uncomfortable situation sometimes. A lawyer cannot aid and abet his client in the commission of the crime. But what we've seen so far, Evan Corcoran didn't do that. And I think this is a fishing expedition by forcing him to testify.
It's going to be interesting, I'll tell you that. Greg Jarrett, thank you, my friend. We appreciate you being with us.
My pleasure.
800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program this Friday as we continue.
He gives you the latest breaking news when he hits the air. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us this Friday. 800-941-SHAWN, our number, if you'd like to join us. You know, I want to tell you about Legacy Box. I mean, this is such a great company. I wish I thought of it. Millions of us now have used Legacy Box. And it's really simple. You go to their website. They have their $9 videotape sale that's going on, a 65% discount. You go to legacybox.com/Hannity. Now, here's what they're going to do. They're going to send you a box. And you just, you know, run through your attic, you run through your garage, closets, basement, and you find all of your family photos, all of those camcorder tapes, reel-to-reel tapes, and you just put them in the box. They will hand digitize all of your family's memories, and then you get the originals back, and then you get to share all of this with your family. And more importantly, even future generations will know what you look like. Your great, 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 great grandson and daughters are going to know what you look like. It's amazing. And you'll be so happy that you did this. You know, I'm hearing stories from people that went to Legacy Box and they put all their family photos together, all their films together, and then they watch it. And, you know, for example, just hearing your grandma's voice in a tape from however many years ago and what that means to people. You're preserving your family's history. It's a great gift. It's a great idea. and you're going to love it. Just go to legacybox.com/Hannity. Right now, their $9 tape sale going on, 65% off. That's legacybox.com/Hannity. I love this company. Preserve those family memories in perpetuity, and you're not going to regret it. Anyway, let's get to our phones. All right, let us say hello to Kevin, who's in California. What's up, Kevin? How are you? Glad you called.
Help, get me out of California. No.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're in a bar right now. Where are you?
Yeah, I am at a coffee shop. I'm sorry, but it's freezing outside.
I'm not believing a coffee shop. I'm thinking you're at a bar. You're drinking a Bloody Mary. It's a Friday. And you're thinking, I don't feel like working today. That's what I'm guessing.
I'm Irish, John, and I'm eating corned beef hash for breakfast. So get off my case.
Oh, man. My father used to eat corned beef hash out of a can and Dinty Moore stew out of a can. And the Dinty Moore wasn't bad. The corned beef, I couldn't stand it. And I love corned beef.
Dinty Moore is a gift from the Lord. Are you kidding? John, stop it.
Okay, I'll send you a box of SpaghettiOs next. Go ahead.
I have them too. And Raviolios, because I have grandkids. But I did want to mention on there, just really quick on the ultrasound, my niece, who, by the way, when she was 15, was pregnant, was going to have an abortion, 15 years old. And but she went and had an ultrasound back then. She saw the baby. She did not have an abortion. That is my nephew right now, who is 30 years old now. And my niece now has an ultrasound business in Idaho. It's called, like, Our Baby or something. And she is now doing what that organization is doing and saving lives. I have a nephew now because of somebody took an ultrasound and showed my niece what that baby looked like in the womb. So that is the greatest thing you're supporting, Sean. I could go away right now. I don't even want to talk about what I called in for, because
they do great work. They rely totally on people's donations, and through the science of ultrasound, they're saving babies' lives. It's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. If people want to donate, I hope they will. That's a great story. I'm going to tell you one thing, pro-life people, that I've said this before, and some people take exception to it. If a young person ends up getting pregnant, okay, and you believe in the sanctity of life, if you do, I don't want to get into an abortion debate. Everyone pretty much has made up their mind. And you want that person to follow through and go through the difficult process, giving birth, being a mother, in this case, at a young age. You can't put, you can't shame people into saying, oh, well, you had sex. What did you do that for? Blah, blah, blah. You've got to embrace that child. This came up last night a little bit because Joe Biden was out there saying that he loves babies. Did you hear when he said that? Let me play it for you.
Oh, God. Don't make me sick. I'm eating.
All right, but hang on.
Companies that raise prices faster than inflation. Nah, that's all right. We like babies. You don't have to worry about it. It's okay. It's all right. In fact, I like babies better than people.
All right, so he gets a couple of, kicks and giggles there. Fine for Joe. And the first thing I said is, well, then stop. If you like babies so much, then stop making taxpayers that don't want abortion and believe it's morally wrong, don't make them pay for other people's abortions. And then Jimmy Fallon said the reason he really likes babies is because he has a lot in common with babies, that he and babies wear diapers. But then I thought of something else after the show I wish I had said on the show. And that is, his son Hunter has a baby with another woman, and the family has totally, completely, I think she's 3 or 4 years old. The mother has now taken Hunter back to court for child support payments, and the family doesn't recognize this child. That is Joe and Jill Biden's grandbaby, and they ignore this kid. And
Sean,
it doesn't sound like he's loving that baby.
I want to make another comment here, and I just want to say to the world that you're behind things that save lives. Look at the ultrasound. Look at Second Amendment. Look at law enforcement. You have to pause for a second and think. Sean Hannity is all about life. I think people get caught up in stuff. They get distracted. I do. I know. But the things that you promote promote life, and they promote health.
And you can call it politics, you can call it Second Amendment, you can call it financial, you can call it ultrasound. But isn't there a common thread here? You're promoting life and health. And so I was going to talk about Ukraine, you know, whatever. I want to go away now and just leave people with my heart and to pay attention. Sean Hannity is a man of life. Everyone's life. Black, brown, yellow, green, orange, old, young, baby. You know, you're there, Sean. So I'm out. You're there.
Well, I appreciate your kind words. God bless you. And you know what? These kids, they absolutely need love. And I don't know. I do love children, too. If somebody I knew was in trouble and maybe they didn't have, I don't want to talk about things that I would do. I would help support anybody I could. Nobody knew this about Jerry Falwell Sr. When he was running Liberty University. He actually would give young girls that had unplanned pregnancies, he would give them a free college scholarship, a place to live, medical care, if they, you know, wanted to have their baby. And he did that absolutely free, gave it to people. And it was an incredible thing that he did in his life, living out his faith. And I give him a lot of credit for it. Anyways, Kevin, thank you. Appreciate it, man. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Julia is in Louisiana. What's up, Julia? How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. What I would like to talk about is President Trump. I pray to God that he gets reelected. I question at this point if no matter who the Republican nominee is, it could be the most perfect person. I don't know if we're going to be able to win elections when Democrats and when there's things that are questionable that are going on. And some Republicans say, Trump, you know, leave the past in the past. You have to focus on the future. And I really strongly disagree with that. We cannot move forward if we don't address everything that has happened in the past. The DOJ and the FBI, I think everybody at the top should be fired. And as far as Trump...
Oh, by the way, you know it's not going to happen. I mean, look, sadly, elections have consequences, and these are part of the consequences. These are the things that I tried to warn people about before the 2020 election. And now that we find ourselves in this position, now, thankfully, we have at least some ability to fight back. Republicans in the House have the power of the purse. They have the power of subpoena. They're using the power of subpoena really well. They'll be tested very heavily on the issue of raising the debt ceiling and what they will negotiate in exchange for that. And we're going to hear a lot of, the full faith and credit of the U.S. government is hanging in the balance. Well, it's hanging in the balance already with bank failures, Biden inflation, Americans suffering unnecessarily because of his economic and his energy policies.
Well, I question, you are 100% correct, elections have consequences, but I have a lot of concerns about how the elections are happening. When people, when Republicans leave and then a Democrat goes underneath the table and pulls out, votes all of a sudden, I question what's happening in our voting process. So that's why I say, can we even get anybody elected with the way things are, because the corruption is everywhere. And Donald Trump, I hope he's the only one that can take on Russia and China. And I don't blame him for he's been drugged through hell. And I feel so much anger for everything that is happening, because it is so wrong. It's mind blowing that you're having this conversation with half of America that somehow feels that they're in the right. But Donald Trump, some Republicans say we need a new leader, you know, because so many people don't necessarily like his personality and they don't want him to continue calling people names and that kind of stuff. If he could change that, because we need somebody to reunite the entire country. If he can just focus on quote unquote the future.
Listen, we know what he can do. Let me break it down that way for you. We know what he's capable of. And I do believe the world's worst actors fear him. I believe that with all my heart. I know it's true.
Me too.
My sources have, I was very close to that presidency. And I can tell you, you know, sources telling me things that I can't even repeat that would blow your mind in terms of pure, unadulterated, gutsy strength standing up for this country and our principles and America first. Now, with that said, you know, it's going to be the people in the Republican Party that will make that decision. The polls show that he's leading right now. He's under very, very heavy legal fire. We don't know how ultimately that's going to end. And the one good thing about the Republican Party is they have a very good, strong, deep bench of people that I think that, you know, would be capable of navigating us on the economy and foreign policy if needed. But it's sad that we live in an era where we have now criminalized political differences, where we've weaponized justice, where we have a dual justice system, where we don't have equal justice or equal application of our laws. That to me is sad. I wish I'd never had to say that. I wish it weren't true. If we don't fix these things, we won't have a constitutional republic anymore. You know, the great one, Mark Levin, always says, you know, and it's said from his book, I believe, American Marxism, one of those books. I mean, they're all amazing, you know, that we are in a post-constitutional America. He's right. I can't say it any better or any more succinctly. And that's where we are now. That's why I'm urging Republicans, change your attitude on voting. Vote to get rid of your reluctance and resistance on voting early, voting by mail. And every state needs to follow what the Democrats are doing. Most states allow legal ballot harvesting. That's what Democrats are in the business of. Republicans better match those efforts or they're going to start every election down anywhere 200,000, 500,000, a million votes. That's an awful lot of votes to catch up on election day. And so we need, Republicans need to change how they approach voting. Anyway, good call. I hope that answers your question. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundations, the foundation, they deliver on their promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's heroes, all they've done for us. And we're talking like heroes like U.S. Air Force Senior Master Sergeant. He's a friend of mine personally, Israel Del Toro Jr. What a great guy. Now, he promised his dad that he would take care of his family and his son, that he wouldn't grow up without a father. Anyway, so he's fighting in Afghanistan. His Humvee exploded. He suffered severe burns. I mean, over 80% of his body. He had a 15% chance of survival. I mean, what this man has been through, the pain that he has suffered is unimaginable. Anyway, later he became the first fully disabled airman ever permitted to re-enlist, and he became a gold medal winner at the Invictus Games. Tells you the type of character he has. He shares his story to help others. And thanks to the Tunnel to Towers Foundations and your generosity, Del Toro received a mortgage-free smart home. And, you know, you can help people like Del Toro when they need it. Now, they're asking all of us to donate, commit to $11 a month. We hope you will join Team Hannity in this effort. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The final hour of the Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's conservative solutions.
All right, this Friday, let's get back to our busy phones. 800-941-SEAN, our number. Let us say hi to Michael. Michael, you're on the Sean Hannity Show.
I'm a huge fan of yours. Retired cop from New York, and I did get out of New York, so moved down to Georgia. Hey, I wanted to ask you, I have the same sentiment as the lady you spoke to earlier. So you're friends with Mr. Trump. Please, by all means, you've got to talk to him. Just tell him to tone down that rhetoric. We've got half the country that loves him, half the country that hates him. It's that middle people that he's just got to appease. I know when people attack, he wants to attack them. But you, by all means, just like the lady said, please, just God, tell him to calm down, and you'll get that wishy-washy middle person, right?
Well, I mean, there's enough of my text messages that have been released for the entire world to see. I think people, you know that I'm not shy. Look, I have a professional relationship with Donald Trump. I'm interviewing him. He'll be on the air for the full hour Monday night on Hannity. It's a sit down interview. It's an on camera interview. And there's a lot to talk about, obviously. And, you know, but ultimately the decision on how he's going to run. Now, I'll say this in his defense. 3 years, Russia hoax. Joe Biden, you don't get the $1 billion unless you fire the prosecutor. That wasn't viewed as a quid pro quo. A phone call with Donald Trump urges Zelensky to be responsible with U.S. taxpayer dollars. That was a somehow turned into a quid pro quo. It was ridiculous. Add to that, you know, the second impeachment. Add to that what we now know about January 6th, that we didn't know that the January 6th committee, they did such a disservice to the country because we should have come for the plan to ensure something like that never happens again. Ignoring the 574 riots in the summer of 2020. You know what? That was a mistake, too. Anyway, I hear what you're saying, and I think people hopefully, you know, will. I think America's going to want the strongest guy, and it's going to be up to the people in the Republican Party. It's going to be interesting to watch for sure.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.